Last night, as I mentioned earlier this morning, we started getting a thunderstorm, which woke me up out of a sound sleep, this huge clap of thunder, at about 9:30. And that thunderstorm, or series of thunderstorms, lasted until about 2 o'clock in the morning, when it finally let off. We had a ton of rain at that time. Earlier in the day, we had thunderstorms once again, and once again, power outages in Sharon and in Lakeville as well. But Pat, I'll tell you, those thunderstorms were just relentless last night.
Yeah, and severe thunderstorm watches were posted. So the Severe Storm Prediction Center was on that. There is a marginal risk today and tonight. And to add to that, Elsa, now over South Carolina, charging up the coast. Elsa, at this time tomorrow morning, will be probably very close to Atlantic City and then cut across Long Island and Cape Cod. So, like I said, the uncharacteristic summer continues. Today, mainly cloudy and humid, showers and thunderstorms, mainly later today, 75 to 80. Showers and thunderstorm tonight, and I spelt that wrong, but that's because I have been under the gun. Everybody was calling this morning looking for updates, and I'm waiting for the Hurricane Center to update the tracks and everything like that, and they were late, so it was a mess. Low 70s overnight. Showers and thunderstorm Friday, low 80s. Hazy and humid Saturday, showers and storms possible in the afternoon, 80 to 85. And Sunday, some sun, showers and a thunderstorm again, mid-70s, and do not look for a change on Monday. Cloudy, humid, showers and thunderstorms, about 80 degrees. So by the time this week is finished, everybody will be waterlogged. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, well, we had I don't have a rain gauge, but I would guess that we had to receive between 1 inch and 2 inches of rain last night. We had to. It was just, you know, it not only was the thunder and lightning, but the rain was hitting so hard, it sounded like a dull roar. It was just and you know, like I said, I've seen thunderstorms last for 45 minutes, but I've never had lightning and thunder go for 2.5 hours straight. It was just it was wild. And I have a cat that hates it. Emma hates it, so Emma is still under the bed this morning.
Yeah, I hear you. Sometimes what happens with these storms, that it's called training. One storm after another just continues to follow in its path, and that's what you witnessed.
Now, this isn't as a result of the tropical storm, is it?
Not what you had last night.
Okay.
No, what you had last night is a result of a wavy front that we spoke about.
And it was the front came back up north, right?
It just wiggles.
Okay.
Back and forth. So because it's really not moving and just wiggling, it jolts the atmosphere, and that creates the showers and thunderstorms. And you know, we still have the front to deal with, and now on top of that, we had Elsa. So it's just not a good pattern. And you know, I got a little bit of a break last night because there was no rain at Citi Field or out on Long Island. So those two teams were able to play their games and not bother me. Thank goodness.
Well, it certainly is. You know, you mentioned it at the beginning, at the end of last week and the beginning of this week, that it's a strange pattern. And I just can't. I mean, yes, in the summertime, we always expect pop-up thunderstorms. You just do it when it's hot and humid. Thunderstorms pop up, but such a general suggestion of everyday showers and thunderstorms is, and now what we're going on, 7 or 8 days straight now?
Oh, well, I haven't been counting, but you could be right, and you know, that's why I said to you when I did that summer forecast, in the summary I put up, I said summer's up for grabs. I just didn't know which way it was going. I really didn't. I said I thought there was a chance that it could be kind of cooler and wetter, or vice versa. And that's why I left it up in the air. And unfortunately, that's where it is. It's up in the air.
Now, Saturday night, Sharon Playhouse having the second of their drive-in shows, ABBA. And that starts Saturday night at 8 o'clock. This is a dumb question, but are they going to get rain for that?
That's a dumb question. Let me take a look at, let's take a look.
Saturday evening.
Yeah, Saturday evening and see what our lovely computer guidance is doing. For Saturday evening, the probability as far as I'm concerned is just, it's just abnormally high. About a 40% chance in the early evening of a shower or thunderstorm, and then after that, it drops off. So early evening could be a problem.
All right, the show starts at 8 o'clock, so maybe it'll
maybe be, maybe they'll make it, but not a problem.
It's just amazing. It's just like I said, amazing the amount of the rain that came down, and these thunderstorms, when they train like they do, it's almost like a car wash. The rain comes down that hard. It's just amazing.
Oh yeah, it's incredible to see that. But again, your analogy there is you take a nice big fat Turkish beach towel and you put it in a bucket of water, make sure it's soaked real well, and then bring it out with your hands. And that's exactly what happens. The atmosphere is saturated. It's the beach towel. And then here comes a front. That's your hands. And it just squeezes it all out.
And we don't get rid of the humidity on top of it all.
No. How could you? The front's not moving.
It just stays right there. So after it's all said and done, instead of it being cool and refreshing, it's sticky and humid.
Yeah, I mean, the temperature drops. It has to. You know, because of the action of the thunderstorms. But you're right, the humidity doesn't move. So it's cooler, but it's still very, very muggy. And I don't see any Canadian air anytime soon. Sorry.
All right. Yeah, well, what the heck, you know. Well, like I said, I like warm weather. But still, like even this morning, even though it's warm and humid, that much rain makes it harder for my knees to get going in the morning. Once I get going and I'm up and moving around, it's acceptable. But boy, I tell you, I do not want to get out of bed first thing in the morning after it's been raining, because the knees are just like, we're not doing anything. We're staying in this position.
I was just going to say, this cannot be good for anybody who does have joint problems, you know, arthritis and things like this. It's not good. For people who have breathing problems, you have asthma or anything like that, COPD, this is all very taxing. Your best thing to do is to stay indoors in air conditioning until we get some better conditions. And like I said, that is not in the near future. So,
all right, well, I got some good news last night before I went to bed. The Umbrella Academy is coming back for its second season. Did you ever see that? Did you see that TV series?
I didn't watch it, but I have heard of it. I think I've seen parts of it. I know that's coming back. There's a lot coming back.
The Umbrella Academy was very good, but there are, you know, these streaming services now are really beating the networks to the punch with their shows.
Oh yeah, more. You know what? Most of the time, I have to be honest, I don't even hit my TV to see what's on quote your standard TV.
No.
I go right to the streaming services.
Well, and the networks are starting to take advantage of that. Like CBS has Paramount TV. They're streaming now. Discovery has Discovery Plus. The Disney Channel has Disney Plus. NBC has Peacock. So they're starting to catch on. But I'll tell you what, there's so much available on streaming, and I'm talking everything from documentaries to serious movies, to fun blow 'em up, bang 'em up movies, monster. There's so much, and then on top of the movies, they put together these interesting shows that you get hooked on and you binge watch. It really has changed really everything about watching TV.
I totally agree. And by the way, have you watched Merlin?
No, not yet. Is it
That's
good?
A series on Netflix.
Is it good?
Oh, very good. Very, very good. I really like it. Really, really like it. Yeah, when you get a chance, watch that. That's a series. That's excellent. And there's so much, like you said, there's so much on there. You scratch your head and you say, you know, where do I begin? What do I look at? But I think the 12th which is next Monday, Paramount is going to stream A Quiet Place 2.
Yep.
So I'm looking forward to that.
And now, what's interesting about this, if you're a member of these groups, you get the streaming free, and if you're not, you have to pay full price, which is like $19 for some of these things.
Right.
Yeah. So that's how the networks get you. But it's worth it, I'll tell you. I haven't watched regular TV in a long time. I do watch occasionally CNN and what's that? That C-SPAN. I do put them on occasionally. But other than that, I don't watch regular TV at all. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And I was a big watcher back in the 70s. I mean, I would watch a lot of TV back in the 70s.
Well, you know, again, it's all about programming.
Yeah.
And, you know, you want to watch a $10,000 pyramid, you watch regular TV. I mean, you know, they have that on for the summer now. They have that show on. I think they have their Card Shark on. You know, they have a lot of game shows. People are into game shows, which is great. But I think more people are into streaming, like you said, and binging. Yeah. You know, I know so many people that start a series and they can't stop.
That's right.
And they watch like 3, 4, 5 episodes, one after another. Most of these are 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah, no, it's true, absolutely true. Well, speaking about over and over, I guess we can just learn to live with this weather.
That's all you can do. It's soggy, it's spongy, folks. Be careful. And tomorrow morning, we'll hope for a better weekend.
All right, Pat, I'll check with you tomorrow.
Okay, bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.